He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Well, I'll tell you, we've been here and there and everywhere, but we found probably one of the nicest spots under heaven.
That's right. And what do the license plates say?
Well, it's a pretty bold statement. It's the new Olympic plate for the 2010 Olympics, which is coming up just around the corner.
That's right.
It says, the best place on earth.
Ooh.
Beautiful British Columbia. Now, that's a very bold statement because the earth is pretty big and there's lots of really nice places. But we do have this reputation for being stunningly beautiful and magnificent.
That's for sure.
And where we are right now, looking out the window, we are here on Malcolm Island, which is basically in the middle of nowhere, relatively speaking. But that's why it's so incredible and magnificent, because it is away from the urban life.
Well, it's way up Vancouver Island, up north. You go to Port McNeil, and then you take a ferry to another little island, which is called Malcolm Island. And friends of ours own a farm, Cheryl and Dion Middleton, and we've just really been enjoying our time here. We're going to talk about that more later.
Yeah, let me direct what we're going to talk about, okay, because that's my job.
Ugh.
And so, what is our first order of concepts or topics? It is the ultimate question that I have to ask you every morning and day of my life. What's cooking, baby?
Okay, boss. Now, this is really interesting. This is a twist on a Greek salad. And I'm sure that our listeners out there have all made a Greek salad. So anyway, just make your Greek salad as you normally would make it, which is cucumber, yellow and orange peppers, Roma tomatoes, red onions, and feta cheese, right? And then what I do is I just use olive oil with oregano. I don't use a balsamic vinegar or a lemon juice. But the twist is, instead of adding oregano, add fresh basil or pesto sauce. You can make your own pesto sauce. You can buy some really good store-bought pesto that has no sugar. So really be careful about your ingredients, but it's always better to make your own. Now what you're going to do is add some pre-made pot barley, which is really cool. So you make your pot barley according to the directions, and then instead of black Kalamata olives, add sliced green olives. So that's really neat. So what the difference is, you're adding pot barley, you're adding green olives, and you're adding fresh basil or pesto sauce instead of the oregano. And then I would add a little bit more virgin olive oil. Maybe add, if you want, a little bit of sea salt and pepper to taste. But that sounds absolutely wonderful. My girlfriend Cheryl said, what do you think about this? And I said, I got to try that. So there you go. It's a little bit more substantial. It could be a full meal. Now what you can also do is you can add chicken or salmon on top of that.
That's what I was going to say, and actually there's nothing I like more than an excellent, authentic, real Greek salad. It's very plain and simple. You know what I don't like is when they kind of gyp you out in restaurants and lay in the lettuce.
Yeah.
Like, in my mind, there's no lettuce in a Greek salad. Okay, I want some of that good stuff. Big chunks of cucumber, tomato, onions. The feta cheese is what I love.
But you know what? When you go to a restaurant, which I've found, is they don't put a lot of onion in the Greek salad, and I really like the Greek salad. But one of the things that you really like is you like the pot barley. You always say that after, when I make the beef and barley soup, you always say it's that barley that gives you the strength to train the next day. Remember you've said that?
Totally. You know, it's one of those strength foods that has a lot of, you know, kick to it. There's some depth to it. It's those slow-burning, low-glycemic grains. And I think that there is an affinity between the grain and our own genetics. And so that's why some people will respond better to some of the alternative grains instead of just using wheat all the time, which we know most people are having problems with these days. And also the cheese. Don't use the cow feta. Go for the sheep feta. Go for the goat feta. Remember that there is a species specificity chemically with dairy products, how they're made, the tradition behind it, and the quality. Now, basically, sheep and goats are going to be eating grass, but the cows don't eat grass anymore unless the cows that you know of, and the farmer behind that cow is actually feeding them grass. But commercially, no, there's no more grass feeding. It's just hay and straw and soy and a whole variety of processed grains. Well, there's no omega-3 potential in there. They've got to be eating that green grass. So that's why I like the sheep. And plus, the chemistry of goat also is generally perceived or understood as being more compatible with human physiology.
And there you have it, folks. Gee, I didn't realize there was so much to my recipes, but nonetheless.
And don't give me this crap about being hungry, okay? Now, if you got a Greek salad and you got a big bowl of it, now I want you to put a nice strip of salmon or some, you know, raw tuna tataki or maybe some chicken or tuna breast. Now, you make a meal out of that. And I'm telling you, if you're still hungry after that meal, maybe you shouldn't be, okay? Because this is high water volume, it's high carotenoids, it's high antioxidants, and there's a lot of good stuff in there. So make every meal count. That's great, dear.
Okay, well, enjoy, everyone.
So on to our next topic. Who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Dr. Kenneth Cooper, the father of aerobics. That was a fantastic interview. Now, what I really like was the fact about discipline. Discipline is the key, he believes, to doing the right thing and getting the job done. And being a ballroom and Latin dancer for many, many years of my life, I know that the training was, we had to, it was a discipline, but it was also, we had to be disciplined. And I think that I totally believe in what he's saying about discipline. There's just not enough of it. There are a lot of people who are disciplined in other aspects of their life, but when it comes to health and fitness, they fall short.
Well, there's the three D's. There's desire, dedication, and discipline. And I think that discipline is not the ultimate driving force. Discipline is like an observation of somebody doing something. You see that they're disciplined. But why do they do that? What motivates them? And you see, that's the desire. Now, I know Dr. Cooper, he had a lot to prove. He knew that exercise could reduce cholesterol and high blood pressure. He knew it could strip the body of excess body fat and do things that the medical profession, at the time he had become a doctor, he was a flight surgeon in the military, and he knew that exercise was more than just about feeling good. He knew it was a therapy. But at that time, nobody believed that because there was no evidence. And so he created the Cooper Institute and put his time, energy, and money into the research and science that put running and training and exercise on the map. And now it's recognized as an absolute science. It's taught all over the world in all universities. Exercise is a form of medicine, and it's one of the best.
Absolutely. So get out there, folks, and start exercising.
Yeah, run, lift, stretch. And in that order, not necessarily, but move the body, and you can't go wrong, but moving it well,
right,
and correctly, and understanding the science of the movement.
And because it's summertime, it might be difficult for people to get into a gym because they want to be outdoors. So there's all kinds of things that you can do outdoors. There's swimming, there's like ball hockey, there's rollerblading, there's cycling. There's all types of things, hiking. I've been getting into hiking. But there's all kinds of things that you can do just to get the body moving.
Yeah. And a bit of advice for the ball hockey players, make sure you wear a cup. Because that can really hurt.
That's for the guys, right?
Well, probably for the girls, too.
I have no idea.
I don't know any girl that's ever been hit square between the legs, but I wonder what that might feel. But I know what it feels like on my end. And it ain't a pretty sight or experience.
I don't know, and I don't want to know. Anyway, thank you, Dr. Cooper, for your expert knowledge. We really, really appreciate it.
Yes, and so now getting into the meat of things, our Highway to Health Tour update, just another legacy left behind of constant action and interaction with people and new spaces and places and people. So tell us all about it, Trace.
It's hard to remember everything, writing all this stuff down. Well, it's been wonderful because we've met a lot of our students, as I mentioned last month, And we did a couple of lectures, which was fantastic, that we can be on holiday, be in anywhere in the world, and we can present a lecture. We've got everything we need. We've got our LCD projector. We've got our computers, our speakers, and we've got a screen. So we are just ready to go if anybody ever wants us to do a lecture. We did a lecture with one of our education partners, InfoFit, Della and Andre Potvin. That was fantastic. Andre teaches teachers when it comes to personal training. And it was really nice to meet some of his clientele and his students and get them involved in the CSNA online education program.
Yes, and as an education partner, we have a business relations set up with Andre and InfoFit, and this goes out to everyone out there with the same context of reference. Now, when their people come to a seminar that they've arranged and they are looking after the venue and inviting their people and doing a promotion, we help put a little poster together because we're working together. Now, they are partners, and so we set this thing up. So anybody that signs up at that event or a little bit later to give them some time, InfoFit takes a deposit, takes a down payment on any course like the full program or the master's program, and they get paid immediately. So they take that down payment. Let's say that somebody wants to sign up on the full program. Well, they get an excellent special price on the tuition at the seminar. Instead of paying $19.95, they might pay $14.95. And then InfoFit is going to take that down payment from that student and hold that, and that's theirs. And then when the student is ready to enroll, which is usually right away or within a few days or sometimes even a couple of months, if they have to wait a while to save up some money, that's okay. But then they come to us, and then they enroll, and then they get the program, and then we take care of it. So we want more and more of you out there to start thinking about how you can not only generate revenue with what we're doing, but help get education out there. Educate everyone, because they're going to be better customers. An educated customer is your best absolute customer, because they will embrace fitness. They'll embrace supplements. They'll embrace the changes because they know, because they've got some meat and some backbone to back up what you're saying. And, of course, you'd be trained as a CSNA grad or student or a master's and ultimately getting into the teaching program.
Well, I mean, it's also nice to be around people who are well and healthy. I mean, and who wants to have their friends and colleagues and family members not well? And there's a lot of people around us who aren't well, and it's nice for them to appreciate good health and to have good health, but they ultimately have to do the work themselves. Anyway, then we moved on to Vancouver Island, to Victoria, with one of our CSNA graduates, Karen McCoy, and she presented a lecture with us at Lifestyle Markets.
Yeah, and that was great because Lifestyle Markets was an old stomping ground, as was Victoria, and I met some people that I hadn't seen for quite a while. And again, exposing people to opportunity, because that's what I believe education is. It's an opportunity to enhance yourself. It's all about self. It's all about me, myself, and I. First and foremost, me, because I've got to elevate myself mentally, spiritually, philosophically, to a point in my life where I've got control, where I've mastered myself, where I'm on my game, I'm on track, I'm doing the work, and then that power is revealed to everyone around me, and that's what attracts them to me, because I'm doing the work. It's just like friends, family, colleagues we've met that have turned themselves around, and they just transform themselves into a brand new package, and people say, wow, what are you doing? I want more of what you've got. So that's how it works. I think that first and foremost, we live the life, and then we attract people to that life, and then we're able to teach them, and then they get on the program. One, two, three. There you go.
One, two, three. Then we moved up towards Malcolm Island for a wedding with a couple of our friends who really have been together for over 25 years, and they realized they have children together, but they thought, you know, maybe it's time for us to get married. So they came up to this beautiful Malcolm Island farm, the Middletons farm, and we had a wonderful outdoor camping wedding.
Yeah, and here we are in Malcolm Island. We got eagles nesting above us, flying around like with a stone's throw away, which is fantastic to see these large, majestic predators, these birds of prey, and to see them in action. You know, the killer whales, we did a little tour, and of course, the people that we're staying with have an interest in health and fitness, and just recently opened up a little community gym here on the island. Mm-hmm. So we put two and two together and just said, hey, why don't you guys do a little seminar? I'll round up a bunch of people. And, you know, we had a great little turnout last night with some massive interest, and we created quite a stir.
We certainly did. There's only 800 people on the island, and it was a great turnout.
I wish I had that kind of percentage coming out from a city. Let's say we went to a city of 10 million, and we took a percentage of maybe, what, 58%? Mm-hmm. I think that would be difficult to contend with. Mm-hmm. But you know what? People here on the island, you walk around, everyone waves at each other, everyone smiles at each other, everyone kind of knows each other, and that's kind of cool because it's a very pleasant way to live. And I can see that part of the problem of living in an urbanized city is that you lose the contact for fear, and everyone's worried about what the other guy is going to do. There's a lot of fear that isn't here. So that island life, man, do I ever like it.
The air is so fresh, and we've had almost full moons. It's probably going to be a full moon tonight, the beautiful bright orange moon. Oh, it's just lovely. It's just.
And, you know, I want to backtrack a little bit because with Karen and Kevin in Victoria, I just wanted to mention that we've been using his protein, Edge Protein, really liking it. Mm-hmm. It's a whey protein isolate. I believe it's sweetened with stevia, the flavored. We had the unflavored, very clean. We've been mixing that with a hemp protein. And I'm really impressed with Kevin and Karen and their concepts about creating a video style of personal training online. And for information on that, just go to our site, go to CSNA referral program, and then you'll see Karen's websites. And McCoy Fitness, for example, and she's got several of her excellent websites. And then here's another student that's moving forward, doing things, reaching out, expanding, and has a great partner in Kevin, great people. That's a key factor, wouldn't you say, Trace, is make sure that when you go into partnership with somebody that you have a good relationship and they're on the same page.
And make sure you get a partner that lets you get a word in edgewise. That really helps, too.
What do you want to say?
Oh, yeah, thanks. I agree with you. Okay, so another thing that we did was Lisa and Robbie, your brother and his wife and their twin girls, they used our RV for a week, and we stayed in their beautiful townhouse downtown for a week in Vancouver. So that was kind of fun.
Hello, Cole Harbour, right in the center, right in the Mecca, the metropolis of Vancouver, where all the action is.
There was action, and with all the fireworks going on and the pride parades and boy.
But you got to admit it's beautiful there with all the new buildings and everything.
It is. It's lovely. But what a difference between downtown Vancouver right on the water, which is a beautiful city, and then coming up here. I just like the fact of it's so quiet up here. And when you wake up in the middle of the night, you hear your ears ringing because it's so quiet and it's beautiful.
You know, when we hiked yesterday, I was thinking about all the things that we've been doing recently and all the change. And then I really sort of came to terms with this fact within myself. I'm more impressed with the difference between everything than in the things themselves, if that makes sense. So if you go to the Grand Canyon and you see the Grand Canyon, and it's incredible. But then you go to a desert or you go to a ocean view right on the beach. And to me, it's the change in the variance of the obstacles and not the obstacles themselves that I really like. I thrive on that. That's what really gets me off.
Well, the earth is a beautiful place. It truly is. And if you haven't spent any time exploring it, really, travel is really where it's at. But make sure you know where you're going. Like, read up on it. Google some information. Go to the library. Find out what the people are like, find out what the atmosphere, the altitude, the weather, because it's really important that you find these things out. It really will enhance your trip.
Yes, and regarding our seminar last night here on Malcolm Island, we had no concept in mind coming here besides visiting some friends and going to the wedding. And one thing led to another, like I said, but it's being available, it's being on. It's being ready for opportunity, which is always around that corner. And now we've got some new members and new students, and we've added some new people to our collective and to the CHI empire, and it never stops and it never ends. So that relates also to your business. Wherever you are, get out there, make yourself known, and look for the opportunity. Sometimes it's right around the corner just when you're ready to stop or quit or give up. So don't give up. Keep plowing forward and know that the harvest will come, no matter what it is that you're doing.
So it's been a great month we've had.
And looking forward to the next one. You know, it's time's a continuum. I don't think in days and weeks and months anymore. It's just a continuum of opportunity, having fun, staying well. And like last night I said, what is it that I want? I just want to be well. Mm-hmm. And that's a big statement, though.
Yeah, to be well. Mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, all above. Not just, you know, physically. You want to be well in every way. Have harmony and peace and joy in your life.
Absolutely, absolutely. So focus on health, understand what it is.
I think we're getting old, honey.
Oh, yeah, and I love my CH, the way I ended my seminar last night. I've got a tattoo on my shoulder, if you haven't seen it in my pictures, and it's CH. It's my logo, CH, that my son Michael designed. And the yellow on my skin is not really loud, but the C is. And so I asked someone last night, and I said, can you see my tattoo? And she was sitting in the front row, and I said, can you see the H? She said, no. So I got closer and closer, and I said, you tell me when you can see it. And then I said, CH means create health. And I said, health is something you got to focus on and see clearly. And when you can see the H, when you can see health clearly, then you can begin to create it in your life. So I've turned that into another concept of teaching, dear.
No, I thought that was really cool what you did, because you got closer to her and then she could see it. So once you have clarity of vision, you can really see the health. It just made a lot of sense that night.
It made sense here anyway in Malcolm Island.
It makes sense, yeah, but that was good.
You know, maybe something in their fish or something, I don't know. But anyway, it's been great and just having so much fun and looking forward to meeting everyone out there when we come to your town. Let's move on, dear. What you're reading is our next topic.
Oh, boy. With all this fun and excitement and everything going on, I really haven't had a chance to really read that much. I've only read 100 pages of a 500-page book, and I've been chewing on this one for about 2 weeks now. It's called My Sister's Keeper by author Jodi Picoult. Now, this is a movie, actually, with Cameron Diaz, Abigail Breslin, and Joan Cusack. So I want to read the book first, and then I want to rent the DVD. But it's about a girl who is a product of a pre-implantation genetic diagnosis. So she was conceived as a bone marrow match for her sister, Kate. So it's how this young teenage girl is used to keep her sister alive. And that's about as far as I got in it. So I'm really looking forward to finishing it, to having some peace and quiet time to be able to do this. But all this socializing is taking me away from my reading time. But I'm not complaining.
Well, there's more than one way to skin a cat, but certainly one great way is to read. And you know what I like about reading is it improves your comprehension of the English language and also your ability to articulate as a public speaker or as a writer to express yourself. So, you know, all great writers and people that write these screenplays, they all read a lot, and they pretty much are just reading continuously. So I think, yeah, you got to make some time in your life to read. I like the audio tutorials. I like to attend the clinics. I like to, you know, go through the internet and look for some great studies. So it's just a real medley, a cross concept of educational synthesis that puts these ideas into your mind in very unique ways. So read, read, read. And with that final statement, dear, what is your final word?
My final word is by Charles Caleb Colton. True friendship is like sound health. The value of it is seldom known until it's begun.